Hachette Audio presents Dearest Rogue, written by Elizabeth Hoyt, read by Ashford McNair. For my favourite uncle, Frank Kerr, the real storyteller in the family. Chapter 1. Now once there was a king who lived by the sea. He had three sons, and the youngest was named Corineus. From the Kelpie. June 1741, London, England. Captain James Trevelyan, formerly of the 4th Dragoons, was used to dangerous places. He'd hunted highwaymen in the stews of St. Giles, apprehended smugglers along the cliffs of Dover, and guarded Tyburn gallows in the midst of a riot. Until now, though, he would not have counted Bond Street among their number. It was a sunny Wednesday afternoon, and fashionable London was gathered en masse, determined to spend its wealth on fripperies and blithely unaware of any impending violence. As was, for that matter, Trevelyan's charge. "Do you have the package from Fertilby's?" inquired Lady Phoebe Batten. The sister of the Duke of Wakefield, Lady Phoebe was plump, distractingly pretty, and quite pleasant to nearly everyone, excepting himself. She was also blind, which was both why she had her hand on Trevelyan's left forearm and why Trevelyan was here at all. He was her bodyguard.
"No, my lady,"
he answered absently as he watched one...